Did the white soldier treat the natives fairly? Probably not. Did the warrior that was coming around the straw pile with his tomahawk that was going to beat my great grandfather's head in, did my great grandfather deserve that threat? Probably not. In all battles, in all conflicts, there's right on both sides and there's wrong on both sides. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a conflict. It wouldn't be a battle. Who's right? Who's wrong? Did the one that was more right win? Did the one that was less right lose? I don't know. Right now, I think the settlers and the United States Army that finally did get here and help out had the upper hand, had all of the Dakota banded together and all jumped in on the fray. This would be a whole different part of the world. The settlers would never have survived, would never have even been able to come back to this area. But all the Dakota didn't get involved, which is good for those of us that are living here now, because I really don't believe that this part of the country would be the same. So not everyone on the Native American side believed that the war was right, just like not all settlers believed that continuing the war was right after New Ulm was so-called saved. But New Ulm basically became a ghost town. Everybody moved and went back to St. Peter or someplace, and then they just slowly trickled back into New Ulm and tried to restart.